Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Remember, I'm a weirdo as a host, okay? I actually like, you know, interacting with the listeners. You know what I mean? Hanging out with listeners, getting to know the listeners. You know, in the radio business, they don't want to know anything with the listeners. They don't even want to take their phone calls. They don't really care about their texts. They kind of mention it, but it's all in passing. Anybody that knows me knows I really like to connect with people. It's great that way. It's fun. And that was going to be, man, I've been to Vegas 1,000 times. Bill was really looking forward to seeing Vegas. He had never been there, Hoover Dam, all that stuff. For me, I was looking forward more to hanging out with all of you. That to me was going to be the funnest part about all. Yeah, it was great to be part of the draft. It was great to talk the draft and cover the draft, and it's going to be great that I know the Dolphins are going to knock it out of the park with the draft, and I have all confidence in that. But it was going to be fun to hang out with Brian and hang out with everybody, NorCal, all the great Dolphins that we've had on, and all the great Dolphins that download the show, reach out to us on text, on Twitter, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, however they connect with us. That's what I was looking forward to. That was going to be the cool thing. You know, pre-corona, hugging you all and cheering on the Dolphins and the vibe that we've got going on right now with the Dolphins. See, that's the part I love about all of this, because it's been so crappy for 20 years. You know what I mean? And some of you out there, you're looking at me like, dude, do you have to be negative on purpose? And no, I wasn't being negative on purpose. I was just being negative because they were doing a lot of stupid things. And now you hear me for the last year and you hear me talk a lot of positive things because I just feel like everything is positive now. I think they're really doing all the right things. And to me, I love the vibe that is going on with the Dolphins now. I just feel good about the Dolphins. I feel good about the direction that they're going in. I feel good that we're going to have a winning team down the line. I don't know if it's a winning season this year, but they're going to get close to it. They're going to push that 7-8 win, maybe even to 9. Who knows? You know, if they can win 5, they can win a couple extra this coming season. But in years 3 and 4, that's when I'm looking at it going, okay, all these riches, all these draft picks, everybody's maturing and coming together. We watch Gesicki grow. We watch Nick Needham grow. We know we watch players grow, Devontae Parker. We watch people get better under this coaching staff. That, to me, watching Jerome Baker play well, watching Raekwon McMillan play better, you know, watching Eric Rowe, who was terrible at corner, find a home at safety, all of these things just inspired the crap out of me, because – you feel like you got a front office. You feel now like you got a coaching staff that can develop players. You feel like you have a coaching staff that can adjust to what the hell's going on in the game. You feel like the coaching staff makes an adjustment in the second half of a game. You saw a team get better in the second half of a season, which is what's supposed to happen. You know, all these kind of things. Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't a turnover machine like he normally is last year. Do we talk about that enough? I don't think we do. If you were a player that had talent and had the will to get better, you got better under these guys. If you didn't get better, it's because you are Charles Harris. And it doesn't matter who coaches you. You're going to be Charles Harris. You're going to be a bust. But if you wanted to put in the work, you were going to be a different player this past season than you were the year before, Mike Gesicki. So to me, that's what I love about what we're feeling right now, is that vibe that's going on.